You're listening to SBS News.
Monica Novak is something of an international cheese aficionado.
Some of its texture, some of its salt content. I like Greek feta. I like goat cheese. I'm a big Meredith goat cheese person.
And the dental nurse isn't happy with government sticking their noses in when it comes to what they can be called. Under negotiations for an Australia-EU trade deal, up to 400 regionally based European product names could be banned from use here. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says there will be big benefits to Australia signing a deal with the bloc, which represents a potential market of more than 500 million people.
Our ambition is to see the vast majority of tariffs abolished as part of this process, but today we know there will be some sensitivities with the geographical indications list being released.
As well as feta, other cheese product names on the chopping block here could be Gorgonzola, Parmigiano Reggiano, Taleggio and Manchego. In the deli meat department, Prosciutto di Parma faces the slice. And when it comes to alcohol, the name use of the famous Italian brandy Grappa also leaves a bad taste in mouths of EU trade officials, as well as Scotch whisky, although that depends on the fate of Britain's exit from the Union. Melbourne cheese shop owner Olivia Sutton acknowledges it could have a mixed impact locally, but sees some big positives.
More so on small Australian producers. They can stand on their own two feet now and make cheese that the world will recognise as their own, so making cheeses with their own unique names. I do feel that on some of the larger manufacturers, this may be an issue with them having to change a lot of their naming, branding and marketing materials. But all in all, I think it's very positive for us to have our own unique cheeses.
The government will now hold a three-month consultation with industry to canvass its views about just what is in a name when it comes to selling these gourmet products. For its part, the EU clearly states Australian producers will not have to change the names of their products if they use common names such as Brie, Camembert, Gouda, Pecorino or Cheddar. Simon Birmingham says if he can't get a good deal for Australia, he won't sign up to a free trade agreement with the EU.
I hope that we may be able to conclude negotiations sometime next year. It's still a long way to go in terms of getting the best possible terms and deals and dotting all the I's and crossing the T's.
The minister is highlighting the advantages a free trade deal would give to our apple producers, slashing the 9% tariffs they currently face on their EU exports. Gareth Borum, SBS News.